Blog Talk Radio.
The NYC Today online magazine evolves. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Live in New York, but broadcasting everywhere. NYC Today, live talk radio, hot topics, family and relationships, interviews with interesting people, music from amazing artists that you may not have heard on the radio until now, and so much more. Now for your host, Janelle, and her co-hosts, Lauren, Kim, Unique, and Sandman.
Hey everybody, it is Janelle here, and I want to welcome you, welcome our NYC Today family and friendlies to our another amazing show with the NYC Live Radio Cast. Today we're talking about fathers, daddies, and all of the above, or all of the below, anyone who feels the shoes of a dad. We're talking about you again today because we didn't have enough to say about you on Father's Day weekend last week. Last week, we celebrated our daddies, and, you know, we have, me and my sister had our daddy on. We commemorated Father's past, and we just really loved on all our of our fathers. And if you missed it, you can listen back to the archive show. And also share it. Share it with all the daddies in your life. All right, so but first, at the top of the hour, there are some very, very special people today that are celebrating their birthday, and we want to say happy birthday. Forgive me if I say your name wrong. I'm kind of famous for doing that. So I want to say a big happy birthday to Kesson, Nendra, Q Latrin, Beauty Masters, Ty Rice, Jerry Miller, Renee Elaine Hill. Happy birthday. I think I got all those names right, guys. Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday. Woo! Yay! Happy birthday. We love you.
Celebrant! Where are you? Where are you?
Happy birthday.
To the show, my cast. We got Lauren, Unique, Al, and Kim. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Ooh. All right. So, how was you guys' weekend? Last weekend, week. What's been going on with everybody?
My weekend was good. This week, I'm just gonna relax. Last week, I went to a baseball game to see the Yankees. It was good. They ended
win.
Up losing, but they lost. Okay. I didn't stay for the entire game. I left after the seventh ending.
Wow, why'd you leave?
Hmm?
Why you didn't get to enjoy the game?
No, they was losing too bad. And my boyfriend wanted to say, he said, forget that, I'm leaving. So we ended up leaving. He couldn't watch it anymore. Couldn't see it.
I went to a game before a few games, but in my adulthood, I went to a game at the City Field with, I think it was our other team, our other baseball team. What's the other team we have? New York has.
Mets. The New York Mets?
Yeah, it was a Mets game. Yeah. The whole game was slow. Like, I wasn't necessarily watching the game. We were, like, taking pictures, you know, in the scenery. It was slow, and no, I don't think they were winning either. So it was kind of like, and it was very empty. Well, it was on a Thursday, but it was empty. Empty. In fact, we got in free, so... I don't know. Was it a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
All right. Well, we are live in NYC today, live. Thank you for joining us. And we just said happy birthday to everybody and talked about the Mets versus the Yankees and how full the stadium is and, you know, how both teams seem to have lost each time we've been there. So, but anyways, not hating. Just saying.
Do you even watch sports now?
No, but I enjoy being at them live. You know, because it's like fun and exciting. Like, people
yeah,
are usually like going nuts. Like, Kim, I know you would like entertainment. You would be going, no. You know, I go for people like you.
Okay, so you got me. You don't got to blow me up every week, though. Yeah, we went to the Yankees game about 3 weeks ago, me and my boyfriend, and, yeah, I had a great time.
I knew it. See? Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I just like to be loud regardless, so that's just who I am. No need to go anywhere and not have a fun time. Period.
Exactly. I agree. That's how we do it. Thought you heard. Anyway, so, but you know what, NYC today, we've got some, you know, stuff that we want to talk about, and I guess we'll get into it. NYC today's hit list we're calling it the hit list, kind of new thing I came up with. Anyway, so our hot topics from the NYC Today magazine include a feminist father has dating rules on his shirt for his daughter. I'm going to talk about that. Kind of interesting. I kind of like it. I got to ask the cast this question. We'll ask later. But anyways, the cast, I'm asking them this question. Actually, you can answer if you call in. Should fathers, should you be have to ask permission from death to date or marry? We're going to find out what they think, yay or nay. And single black fathers, they do exist. And then to end the show, we're going to talk about forgiving our dads. All this will be coming up right after this song. Got this very special song, Alaka King, Champion.
Against all odds, but still I got my eyes on the prize. No matter the size of the hurdle, still I rise. Pose for the cameras, head high to the sky. But it wasn't long ago that I could not peep the plight. Yikes. Everything was dark, so it seemed through my sight. Until it all slowed down, then on clicked the light. Finally, I think that I became my will. Then suddenly the cape came on, and man of steel, we doing it big.
I do it big.
Cause I used to be just like you, but I outgrew that, true that. I was just a little bitty who that. Obstacle so big, I was thinking somebody drew that. Wishing on the breeze, but not many people knew that. Cause I kept a couple game faces on like, two tat, two tat. Now I got my hands on a trophy, and everybody who joked me, now sit around and quote me. I'm everywhere, my name's in the air like pheromones. Heads bobbing like they got gold apples in the bucket. Threw around the track like Pegasus, they can't touch. I came a long way for the throne, Nantucket, knight me. Yeah, they got a couple others like me, that's a sure bet. But I don't think they made it to the earth yet. For those who doubted and hoped that he'd incinerate me, like the phoenix, all the fire did was help regenerate me. Now I'm on. If you really want that, you can be a champion too if you really heart that. Imagination through recreation is where it start at. Then you gotta see what you believe in the darkness of your mind where the wrong procrastination is start at. Everything that's large is microscopic small, like everybody who ballin' started off from a crawl. Before we got Grizzly, it was written on the wall in Memphis, long before Memphis knew Tennessee at all. Think about it, yep, you can do it all. Nike was just a myth of victory on the wall. Wiki that, now meditate and reach for the stars. I alley used to win a shot when I crashed the distance to bars. Pause, press play, leave it on repeat. This is keys to unlock dreams. Mantra on the beat, and as sweet as the flow seems, it's a monster on the beat. So beware of these candy rapping Willy Wonkas in the streets and do it big.
I'ma do it big, you know.
If you seek it, you can be a champion too, little one. If you speak it with conviction through the power of the sun, while you peeking at your goals for the bird's eye view, from the hood on the corner in the middle of the evil men do, you can make it, shorty. Yeah, I ain't gonna say it's easy though. Resistance builds brain power, lock it in with wisdom. Know that everything you vision, yo, can alter your position. More money, more obstacles, that's logical. Now go and do it big.
I'ma do it big, you know.
Yeah, 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 you can do it big. What do they know? Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
You could be a champion.
You could be a champion too if you really want it.
I'ma do it big, you know.
You can do it big. Go and do it big.
From New York City, Today's Magazine Hot Topics. Well, I'm going with this feminist father's rules for dating my daughter shirt. couldn't be more on spot by Elite Daily's Alexa Lafata. Pardon me. Have you guys read that article? Isn't it like, oh my God. Let me read it to you. Well, let me read the rules to you. The rules are for dating my daughter. One, I don't make the rules. Number two, you don't make the rules. Number three, she makes the rules. Number four, it's her body. Couldn't be more on point if you ask me. You don't make the rules. You can't say what she does with her body, when she does it. It's on her time. Everything's on her time. It is her rules. It is her body. Do you guys agree with that?
I agree. You know, there was a time in the world where fathers and told women, girls what to do with their bodies, and girls did it. And there are still sections of the world where that's true. But in the free world, it has not been true for probably hundreds of years, because even, you know, we read stories now on the down low, women were doing what they wanted to do with their bodies anyway.
Exactly.
So just him letting go of that, I don't know what to call it, just letting go of that belief that he could tell his daughter what to do is beautiful.
I agree 100%. Because, and then you look at some of these other countries where women to this day are still getting stoned and hanged for expressing themselves, their beliefs, let alone exposing their body. So for this dude to actually understand that he has no control over what his daughter will do or allow to happen with her or her body, it is really cool, considering it's 2015. Women are going to do what they want to do regardless.
Yeah. And I like that it says that the guy don't make the rules.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of guys out there that try to make the rules. They'll meet, and let's not even just make it sex. They'll meet a woman one way. She dresses one way when they meet her. They like her. They talk to her. They befriend her. They get in a relationship with her and then want to tell her how to dress or how to put on her makeup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to accept what you got when you got it, and don't change it to fit your personal beliefs. I mean, a woman is a human regardless if she's your daughter, your sister, the woman you're dating. You don't make all the rules. You can't control our every man. You can't control our every moment. And to think that it's still parts of the country that live like that really scares you, because you have an influx of different types of family coming in to, you know, America, and they live by these rules. And then you have Americans being born, a different race of people being born here that's living by these rules, that's trying to live by these rules, and it's really messing up family values, because the daughters are like, no, this is not how it works here. This is my body. I'm going to go do what I want to do. I'm going to wear jeans. I'm going to show my figure. So you got to understand that it comes to a point in time where, you know, you got to let go, per se. Well,
I don't know.
Much respect to that
feminist father. Much respect to him. Are we ready for the cast survey now? So we're on the cast survey. Ask your father's permission to date or marry. Unique. Yay or nay?
I would say yay.
Kim, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. Jay, yay or nay?
Jay.
We lost one. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
She wanted to
is that all of us? That
I said yay. You know what? All this time I was talking. Let me say what I'm saying.
We're
going
to need
before.
You to talk into the mic, though. We're going to need you to talk into the mic.
I had my phone muted. And it was flowing. With me talking and y'all not hearing me, it was still flowing. Oh, it's funny. Let me say what I said before, though. Let me get that out. So, basically, I was saying that, you know, when on the first subject when we were talking about
stats and the bodies or whatever, I was saying that it's great when we have fathers that teach our girls how to treat their bodies so that they can be strong women. That's what I wanted to say, because we are talking about dads. But it was funny because I was joking with y'all. I was like, ladies, we're not talking about us today. We are talking about me, and y'all laughed on cue everything. But anyway, I say yay for my dad. Like, I do say yay for that. My body is my body. The rules are mine. But for my dad, yeah, when it comes to marriage, not dating, but marriage, yay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this all that's on the line? We got Sam and anybody in
the house? Al is on the phone.
Say it again.
Al is here.
Al. Al.
Yes, Al is here.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask my daddy to marry somebody I love. If I
want to
marry, I'm going to marry whether he
said
yes or no.
I knew Kim. My Al was going to be on the same page. I knew
like
it.
You at the welcome to the show, just in case I didn't say that last week.
Okay. Welcome, Al.
You can call me Al. We got to welcome Al.
I don't even know what kind of question that is. Really?
Thank you. Oh, you can't ask my daddy if you can date me. No. You can't even meet my daddy yet.
I didn't tell my daddy he could date my mom.
Really? Say it again.
I just think it's respectful to ask, you know, your future bride's father for his blessing, you know, towards matrimony.
Every date ain't a future bride. You need every date ain't a future husband. Sometimes a date is just a date. You cannot come to my house and ask my daddy, can I take her to dinner tonight? No.
Oh, no.
Not for dating for me. Not for dating. For marriage, though, for me.
For marriage, yeah. For me.
Not even for marriage, because my dad don't know you don't know my feelings for what I have for him. I might love him. My dad might not.
Exactly. I might
look
up to the ground this man walk on, and my father might not like to see him coming up the block. It don't matter to me, though.
Right. Wrong. I got to be happy for me, because in the long run, my dad is going to be happy for him.
So, Kim, you feel that way, Kim, both ways pertaining to dating and marriage?
And marriage, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Because what do you think?
I know. I'm just sitting here listening. I'm on both ends, y'all. I believe that now for myself, would I like a guy to ask? It doesn't really matter to me. If he wants to ask my daddy probably gonna say yeah. As long as my daughter loves you, whoa, ho, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't care. But I say yes and no. Number one, for current today's family, I don't think it's necessary. But there are families, like Jewish families, that this still does apply. That's the only actually other group of people that I know about that this still applies in America. Oh, y'all Jewish, you're going to be asking her daddy. More than likely, because y'all practicing.
I just think
Jewish.
It's...
You know,
I just think it's really romantic.
Yeah.
I think it's really romantic for you to sit down to me.
Well,
let me tell you why. Because my dad raised me, right? And not to just ask,
if my dad say no, it's going to change the situation. He's more of, everybody knows that the asking today is more about, can I have your blessing on this? Can I have... And we have got away from, even though I'm not religious, we have very much so gotten away from the respect level that a lot of cultures have for their parents. And if I spend my time raising my precious, because to me, I'm one of my daddy's precious. I spend my time raising her. I care about her. I would want
as a father for you to come to me and tell me what your intentions are towards my daughter and the rest of her life, her grandkids, everything. It's not about her or what she wants or what she doesn't want. It's just if a man can come to your dad and humble himself before your dad, chances are he will humble himself in your relationship. We got a lot of women saying, ah, this man and this and that, and they would have been nice to have a father like mine that would have said, no, my dad, I don't bring guys like that to my dad, not just because we don't live in the same place. I never did. But I will tell him a few things about me, and the only reason I don't is because I feel like I respect my dad so much that unless it's a serious thing, I don't want him to meet them. I don't want him to meet a bunch of, you know, yahoos, you know. I want him to meet someone that I know is going to be there. So I want to show him, look, Daddy, I made a good decision. Can you check him out for me? Can you give him some wisdom and impart something into him? We forget, we get so into being strong women that we forget to allow, you know, the male presence to be its strong self, because it is important in our lives. You can say, oh, I'm a strong woman, do what I want. It's a given if you he asks you to marry him and you say yes, then you're going to. Now, for dating, I know. Like, because I don't think you should bring any yahoos. I keep saying that.
Now, Janelle,
anyway,
you know I'm a daddy's girl. I make no qualms about that. I'm the only girl out of three kids. That's my daddy. I wear a chain around my neck that says daddy's little girl. However, on the flip side, I have plenty of respect for my father, what he does as a man, what he does for the family, everything. He raised three children after my mother died, from 7 through 14. He never left. However, if I'm dating this man, like really thinking about going further, yes, I will introduce you to my father. I will ask you, my father, on the low, you know, what you think. But when I first start dating him and getting to know him, it's not for my father to decide whether or not he's right for me. That has
well,
to be my decision.
Well, didn't you hear what I said?
I don't agree for dating. Like, I don't agree you bring this guy around. Mm.
What I was saying,
but for marriage, that's a lot of women's headaches, and also this doesn't apply because a lot of women don't have a dad, somebody that was in their life, you know.
I completely understand. But what I was going to get at was, even then, even at marriage, yes, you can ask my dad. My father likes no one. Like no one. He's going to look at me, he's going to look at you, he's going to go, you happy? I'm going to answer the question one way or another. And my father, honestly, is the type of man that will handle it from there. He's going to take him aside, he's going to ask him X, Y, and Z, what's your intentions? And I recently learned this because the dude that I'm currently dating, my father has seen him around a lot. And he goes, yeah, I've had that conversation with your father. And I'm sitting there going, huh?
You did.
I don't even remember y'all being alone together.
You see? And it's also good for two men, too.
My point in saying that is it not only has to be the man to humble himself at some point, not to say that my father doesn't get or command that respect, but if you really want to know, it's not for me to bring him to you and say, dissect him. If you have the opportunity to dissect him and you like what you got or what I bought and presented or whatever, then that's something else. But 9 times out of 10, it shouldn't have to be, Daddy, look what I brought home, I'm going to marry this. It's, you spend a lot of time with this dude. He's around. He's on your team. Let me find out why you put him on your team. What is this about him that make you feel comfortable enough to bring him around? So if a daddy,
and that's what every man gonna do anyway, though.
Exactly.
Right?
And if a man is, and if a daddy is paying that much attention and that close in your life, he's gonna make that step up also. So no, don't ask my father. Let my father realize that I want you around, and let him say, okay, let me find out more about you. But don't just go to my dad and go, can I marry your daughter? Maybe I don't want to marry you. And my father
right.
gave me the blessing.
That's all
I'm saying.
Right.
Maybe I just wanted to date, have a good time for the next 10 years.
And you'll probably won't have to really see your blessing. If your father knows you and he know what type of people you like,
mm-hmm.
he don't really have to go to your father and ask for the blessings because, the simple fact, your father already know what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept and who you like and who you're not like.
And
so
he said
he'd
get married, and I'm sitting there going, I don't want to marry him.
Oh, man, but you know what? Y'all thinking all the romance side of it, and I know we're just over on this topic. Man, we could get let me close the topic out because I'm going to bring the phone lines open in just a second. Let me close the topic out. We're talking about marriage, fathers asking father's permission. We're not even asking from the context that it was created that women used to be stocked.
And Sandman is on the line.
Women used to be stocked, and he was asking for permission to marry her because that father wanted to know, did this man have enough money to buy my daughter off of me?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
what well, you know, at that point, that's where asking permission came in. It was after the dowry thing was over.
Mm-hmm.
When the dowry thing existed, it wasn't asking permission. The fathers was taking the dowry to their house trying to get the guy to marry them. After the dowry thing was over, they was trying to sell their daughters off. It was,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was something a little different. And now that's going to be my after show post. So we'll be talking about that more from nyctoday.info. But the phone lines are open. If y'all want to bring it in, just dial us here at 347-205-9920. I repeat, that's 347-205-9920. Remember, no profanity.
We got Sandman on the line, and I would really like to hear how, I know you just have a son, but if you had a daughter, what do you feel? I don't know how long you've been on the line because these ladies have me going, I have turned my chair around away from the board. What do you think?
Hey, everybody. I've been on for about, I don't know, maybe about 7-8 minutes now, and I heard most of it. And I went through it as a teenager, dating girls, and I didn't have any issues with parents. Like, folk, you know, they liked me, except for this one girl. Her dad liked me, but her mom, not so much. But, yeah, I have a son, and, you know, I still have that responsibility to raise him in such a way that he won't have to be second-guessed as a young man or as a man when he goes to meet his girlfriend's, you know, parents for the first time, or, you know, when he asks for the girl's hand in marriage. So as far as if I had a daughter, I would expect the same thing. You know, I would want that respect. I would want that person to come to me and talk to me and tell me what their intentions are, you know, with my daughter. You know,
And that's love. That's not control, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to decide. Ultimately, it's going to be their decision. You know, my parents, they didn't choose who I dated. They didn't choose who my friends were. You know, unless it was a situation where it was just an all around just bad situation. They would interject and they would let me know. Hey, you know, so-and-so's not on the up and up, you know, or I don't feel good about the situation. You might want to reevaluate, you know, and even then, at the end of the day, it's still going to be my decision. In my personal experience, I didn't ask my wife's father for her hand in marriage. I ended up asking her mom because she doesn't have as close relationship with her father as she does with her mother. So, and I had a much better relationship with her mom than her dad, because the only time we really talked was when we would go to New Orleans to visit. So, or, you know, whenever he, you know, came out here to visit. But outside of that, you know, I don't call him or anything like that. So, and, you know, her and her dad only speak, you know, holidays, birthdays, or if something's going on in the family, you know, that's the majority of the time that they speak. So, you know, when it was time for me to get engaged, I talked to her mom, and her mom was like, well, you know, basically it was, you know, in a nutshell, you know, it's about time, you know, because she's been waiting. So, I mean, if you're a solid person, whether you're male or female, if you're a solid person, you know, asking is merely a formality, you know, and if you've dated long enough, then your intentions are already clear. You don't have to lay it out. You know, my wife and I, we dated 5 years. We were engaged for one before we got married. So, you know, you are who you're going to be at that point. You know, and usually in the beginning of a relationship, you know, the old saying is, you don't meet that person, you meet their representative. But yeah, if you're straight from the beginning, you know, you can't, I don't know anybody who can fake it, you know, for 5-6 years. You know, you're going to slip up if you're putting on airs, you know, mm-hmm. to impress that person, or if you're just telling that person what they want to hear, you know, as opposed to just being yourself. So, you know, that's the main thing that I always talk to a lot of people who think about, you know, getting married, because it's supposed to be for life. You know, but 50% of the time it ends in divorce, and it's mostly because a lot of people are just in a hurry to walk down the aisle and without really knowing who they're marrying. You know, you've been with this person for 6 months to a year. That's just not long enough. You know, so that's my two cents on that.
Thank you for your two cents. We're going to close it out because Lauren already did. We had opened up the lines. Nicole haven't called in. You guys don't want to call in today? But, okay, it's okay. You can listen. Y'all called in last week. All right, so, Unique, what's going on now?
So up next, we're going to talk about single fathers. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back. You may call in at 347-205-9920. Again, it's 347-205-9920. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Go! Aw, man. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay?
Phil. Two times. Yeah. Look. Funny how you always got an opinion on how you should do what you doing, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't never done nothing remote to what I'm doing.
Do I gotta say pause if I choose to put the past behind me? Driving forward, looking back, what seems so asinine be. I'm trying to balance my lane, cruising with my pathfinding. Voice the perpetual can't protect you from bad timing. So I ask, it was written, why am I even tripping with my hardest decision to make is what to eat for dinner? Count your blessings after you count your losses. Inspect the counter offer, negotiating with bosses. I falter, why are they throwing crosses and salt from the pillars that he's beginning to transform to? First blood Rambo, they rambunctious. Plastic action figures, no country for acting. Getting joint ashes on my rosary, clash with my catechism. Off the porch, my approach to life is legitism. These days, I'm just glad that my daddy hear me and seeing me raising my son in the fashion daddy did me. Though mine's often felt he wasn't ever this. He always told you, baby boy, to never quit. Now out in Portugal, they quote me more than the fifth. Couple blocks off raw to being on the broad with it. Get paid to speak my heart when I'm done, they applaud me. I'm just trying to be Superman, man, it's Christopher Reeve. Try not to be the one who can't see the forest for the trees to succeed.
you gotta keep a few tricks up my sleeve.
Man,
I do this so my kids get kids can have some cheese.
Man,
I do this so my kids get kids can have some cheese.
Man,
I do this so my kids get kids can have some cheese.
Last month I made a lot of money, hallelujah Jesus. They see me walk up in the bank and they know the procedure. Hand me a deposit slip, no matter fact I need a few. Bank manager calling my snapback cute. Oh, that's my new clothing line, just that red and navy blue. Meanwhile, she pulling up my new video on YouTube. I'm that new dude, be the freshest on the scene. Man, I seen so many actors, this ain't nothing but another scene. Life is but a dream, build your team, get that cream. Stack it tall as Hakeem, that's the dream. The double entendre so mean, like a double-double, dropping 30 and 16. By the time I hit 30, I'm gonna be rich all 16s. Pray I don't handle it sloppily, cause investing properly is more healthier than broccoli. Call me Young Monopoly, who's stopping me? If not Jesus Christ the prophet, we obviously would not be baller blocks. Throw the lob to me, I fly above those rims, cause that ain't fly to me, make doubters bow to me. In the end, no, I'm in the nominee.
I'm just trying to be Superman, man, it's Christopher Reeve. Try not to be the one who can't see the forest for the trees. To succeed, I gotta keep a few tricks up my sleeve. Man, I do this so my kids can have some cheese. Man, I do this so my kids can have some cheese. Man, I do this so my kids can have some cheese.
Kim, what's up? What we got next?
Single Black Fathers, Do They Exist? ClutchMagazine.com by Jay Dirt wants to know your opinions on, you know, what do they exist?
Yeah,
what
man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They exist, and they don't get enough credit. They exist, and they don't get the acknowledgement that they deserve. They don't get the respect that they deserve. They do a lot of hard work. You got people out here, ladies that abandoned their babies, that walked away from them, that didn't care from go. And yeah, young black men and older black men and black men in general have stepped up to the plate and took like, taking over these responsibilities, and they don't get acknowledged for it. And it's not fair. So before we continue with the discussion on that, thank you to the single black fathers that's out there putting in double work on Mother's Day, on Father's Day. Y'all don't get enough respect every day. So thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to all the fathers, black or white.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's a thing to be a man and take care of, especially like little girls and it's a feat, and we're giving you that credit today. This article, I don't know if you got a chance to read it. I was really touched by it. This is the reason why we did the second show. This article, I meant to do more time on. I didn't really know that the first topic was going to get the cast as riled up. If I hadn't known, I would have, you know, pulled one of the topics away. But this topic, the Jane Dirt, man, your name is awesome too. She writes about her dad, and one of the things that really stuck out, he's a military. Misinterpret it, but her dad was one of those kind of remind me of maybe a cross between the discussion that Kim has about her father and someone else, just a little mix of just that matter-of-fact type of personality. Like, yeah, because at one point he tells her, don't ball up her money because that's what hoes do. When they try to get their money quick, you know. And I'm like, when I'm reading, I'm like, what? But as she writes, like, who he is, and because obviously men and women raise differently, they speak differently, they move mm-hmm. differently. But we're not talking about what he said. We're talking about him teaching her to be what he feels is a lady, to be her the best version of herself. And she talks about toward the end how that made a difference in her life as to, you know, who she chooses to be with, how she moves, you mm-hmm. know, throughout her life. And, oh, man, I'm going to just let somebody else talk so I can pull some of this dialogue that she has. What did anybody else think about this article?
Yeah, I can speak up on her balling out the money. I just read all the articles right before the show, and he said don't ball your money up because it's whole money. Hoes, they stick the money in their pocket real quick so they can get to their johns real hastily. She said so she keep all her stuff face up, denominations and straight, so she don't want to be perceived as a hoe. But that is a difference in the way a mother would say no. It's more polite, but he was there. He was good,
mm-hmm.
and he was trying to help her to stay in line, and that's what really counted. That's what really counted. And now she keep her money straight because of it. Remember Aaron used to earn her money?
Oh, Jay? Yeah, that's what I thought about when I read it. Like, nobody told her that, but nobody told her to do that.
But remember Aaron used to earn her underwear, too. So it just kind of came with her.
It's just kind of like an ironing thing with Aaron, huh?
But wait, let's tie in fathers here. You know, Daddy had that desk in the middle of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Aaron used to set up the iron right next to his desk and iron her money, and he'd look over, and he'd be like, "You ironing your money again, huh?" She say, "Yeah." He'd give her a couple of dollars.
When she can earn some more. Anyway. So crazy.
Okay,
that
she's
was
an accountant,
man,
y'all.
She's an accountant.
Yeah, she's an accountant.
One thing that did stand out in the article to me was when he told her, ain't no fat man coming down no chimney in the middle of this neighborhood to bring no little black kids nothing. My father told me that every Christmas. it was more along the lines of, I provide for you. This is the reality of it. Christmas is Christmas. I've never had a bad Christmas, but I was real clear there was no Santa Claus. So
yeah.
that kind of struck me real, like, oh, yeah, I know that. Like, there's no fat man coming down the chimney bringing little black kids in Central, in South Central. It wasn't in South Central. It was just in general. So, I was going to say, you know, this article basically, it highlighted the fact that men have different opinions and their realities are more based in real reality than I'm going to give you a bunch of sugar-coated the hot mess, as my father would say. I'm not going to tell you a bunch of hot mess. So, practical solutions. This is what it is. This is how it is. And you're either going to deal with it or figure out how to make your reality better for yourself. So, I kind of agree with her dad here on a lot of these points.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely, I imagine the military father as she spoke about him, but he is her dad. She's speaking from the point of him being a single father and having that, she says, at 16 as a senior high school, in senior high school, I wanted to drop out of school and start college because I felt that the education and socialization was
that she was receiving was not a benefit to her. And he supported her decision. A face-to-face meeting with the president of the local college. You know, like, and this is, like, I could see a mom saying, no, you know, not to say that we're, you know, more, but this goes to show, you know, a lot of times we like to, like, deem men as controlling or, you know, we like to try to tell them what they can't do for us or whatever. But he was a very strong dad. Like, he had strong opinions to her. He taught her in a very strong way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when because he taught her in a strong way, he trusted whatever decisions that she would make for her life, even when, you know, he didn't understand them. And as I remember, because I didn't read it fresh, but as I remember from the article, she made a lot of changes in her life. Like, she changed her mind. Jane, you changed her mind a lot. But her dad was like, whenever you change, it's good. Change is good, you know, like, whatever. You want to do something else? Okay. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. And that's what I like about this article and this father-daughter relationship. Anybody else? Al, what do you think? Damn it.
I think you're right. I think you're all right about the father. I had y'all on mute.
I came in like,
uh-oh. Y'all get used to me. I just came in. I'm sorry.
Oh my God! And look, well, I gotta keep saying it. Welcome after the show because her name ain't on nothing yet. But welcome her to the show. She, you know, her and Kim, they gonna be good friends. But if you're tuning in, we're talking about single dads, and Jane does share the dirt.
forgive me for using your name upon,
but she shared the dirt, and it was fertile soil about how fathers, you know, single fathers can do a good job and make an impact in a woman's life and raise a strong woman. And so, you know, hats off to her. We got a little time, so we're going to go right into the next topic. What's up next, somebody, whoever? Oh, yeah, Unique. What's up next?
Okay, so what's up next is forgiving our fathers.
Yeah.
Sorry, forgiving our fathers. We're talking about forgiving our fathers. So that's the next topic.
Okay, cool. Like, I mean, I don't have too much to forgive my dad about. Anybody, you know, ever felt like, I don't know, I think everybody always gets crazy about their father, but Unique, have you been in that situation where you've had to exercise forgiveness towards your dad? And
last show, as y'all remember, I said I didn't meet my father until I was 19 years old. So I remember as a young girl, family said he actually came around, but I was too young to actually remember. I must have been around maybe one or two, but I didn't actually get to meet him from what I can remember until I was 19 years old. And I had a lot of questions as to why he wasn't around. He knew exactly where I was, my address. That was frustrating for me. You know, he was away, incarcerated for a very long time, 10 or more years. So I know due to that, you know, that was the reason why I didn't get to see him for quite a long time. But I just had a lot of questions as far as, you know, before he was incarcerated, as far as, like, graduations, and I had a whole bunch of questions as a young girl just wanting to have her father around. But I got over it. We sat down, and we talked it over, and I didn't want to hold a grudge, you know. I just looked at it as, you're here now, let's move on, you know. From now, let's just move on, you know. I didn't want to just hold a grudge. In the beginning I did, but I got over it. I said, he's my father, and we'll take it one day at a time. He wasn't there before, but he's here now. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how I looked at it.
Wow. Good job. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, it's just healthier for both parties, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, things happen with parents, both sides. And sometimes no parent is perfect. My dad whooped me one time for no reason because my sister said I was choking him. You know, I love him. I'm crazy about him, but he did do something, you know.
No reason.
Oh, you was only choking out your sister, right?
Not the other sister.
There was no reason to get a beat into that. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he actually thought I choked, but I didn't choke her. She told him a lie, and he believed her.
And you just turned into a 7-year-old girl saying that. Just she told her it was a lie, Daddy. It was a lie.
Man. Oh God, we gotta end the show with that. But shoot. We love you, Daddy. I gotta say, my daddy is the greatest father that ever lived in my eyes. And you know, and I know my whole cast, they just have these admiration and feelings for their fathers and love and respect and missing and all that. And we did want to give you your dues, so we gave you 2 shows. And pass these 2 shows around, let everybody know that there are women who, and you know, Sandman, we really talking to y'all. there are women who appreciate you, and since the cast is still for women. And Sandman has shed a lot of light on the practicalities of fatherhood and everything. So we kind of went overboard on the other part, but you know how we go. We'll see you next week. Cass, I'm going to ask y'all to stay behind. But we're going to see you next week. I'm not exactly sure what the show will be, but stay tuned. We out of here, everybody.
Have
Bye.
A good week, everybody.
Have a good evening, everybody.
All right. Yay. Take it easy, y'all.
Later.
Our time is up. We'll be back next week. But if you've acquired an addiction,
you can't. You can't give in. You can't give in!
I love NYC today. Oh my God. I just love you guys.
Okay, go ahead then. Follow NYC Today Live Talk Radio now.
Push it! Push it! You can do it! Push the blue button!
And follow us everywhere.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I didn't even know you could stay on this thing after the show. How you been, Unique?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I never complain. That's okay.
You got any plans for the 4th?
Sleep. Listen. I usually do the